Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me to Matthew 7, please. Matthew 7, we've been on a series for some weeks now. We've called Mercy Over Judgment. And I sense that we're nearing the end of this series. Not that we've exhausted everything, but just, you know, you unhook for now. And then there's something else that should be emphasized. Everybody needs a balanced diet spiritually. And only the Spirit of God knows, church-wide, family-wide, where there's a deficiency that's been developing and something of a spiritual anemia can result if we don't get something on that subject. And so that's why, as pastors, we are not to just stay on one thing all the time. You need different things in different areas. It's all good and it's all right, but the Holy Spirit knows what we need right now. Look with me in Matthew 7 and verse 1. Matthew 7, 1, Jesus said, "Judge not that you be not judged." Now, why did he tell us don't judge? For our personal benefit, right? So that we won't be judged. Keep reading. "For," he said, "with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again." If we judge and don't repent, we will be judged. And that's a very bad thing for us. Judgment allows the destroyer access. And if the enemy can, he will steal, kill, and destroy in any of our lives. Now, he cannot just indiscriminately at his whim and will come and destroy in your life. He'd like to have you believe that, but it's just not true. He's not as big and bad as he cracks himself up to be. He has to find access, a way to get to you. That's why the Scripture says, don't give him any place. Don't give him any access, which means you can, but you shouldn't, don't have to.
That's right.
And one of the big ways that he gets access to Christians, to everybody, is by tempting us to judge.
Amen.
You will be tempted to judge other people. Most likely before the day's out. I'm serious. You have to really get serious in yourself and make up your mind that you're not going to judge, or else you will be. Because there will come temptations and feelings to find fault with, to accuse, to desire for somebody to pay for what they've done, etc., etc. And even though they may have done something bad and wrong, even though they may be guilty, if you want them to pay, guess what? You're going to have to pay too. That's how it works. But if we show mercy instead of judging, then we will receive mercy instead of being judged. So we need to be on our guard that the enemy is coming to tempt us to judge other people. And it's not just about us not being nice to them and saying unkind things to them. The enemy is trying to set us up. If he can get us to judge them, then he can get to us. He can get us judged, get access to us. He said in Luke 6, you don't have to turn there, but he says in Luke 6:37, similar thing, "Judge not and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. We looked at Scripture where Jesus said, if we won't forgive each other, the Father won't forgive us. Now, I think a lot of times folks don't want to look at that Scripture. They don't want to acknowledge that, but Jesus said it. It's got to be true. And what's the solution? But I don't like to think about God not forgiving me. It's real easy. Forgive everybody else, right? Well, I've tried and I just can't. That's a lie. You either don't understand what forgiveness is or just playing dumb. No, forgiving somebody is not about how you feel about them. It's a choice. Yeah. It's a decision. It's compared to releasing of debt. If you feel like they owe me to pay me back, to make it up to me. They at least owe me an apology, an explanation. They've done me wrong. They owe me. And you want them to pay. Well, forgiveness is like if they owed you $1,000 and there was a paper contract about it and you just took it and tore it up and said, you don't owe me that anymore. Well, day after tomorrow, something might come up that you need $1,000 and you think, man, why did I do that? I could have used that $1,000. Yeah, but you already did. Is that right? You tore up the paper. And that's how you got to see forgiveness. You say, by faith, I forgive them. I release them. They don't owe me anything. And if next week something reminds you of what they did and it stirs you up and it makes you mad, that doesn't mean a thing. You say, that doesn't matter. I forgave them. Amen. Is that right? Amen. Doesn't matter how I feel about it. It was a choice that I made, and I did it by faith. Amen. In fact, that's what Luke says here in the Young's literal translation in verse 37. Judge not, that you may not be judged. Condemn, that you may not be condemned. Release, and you shall be released. You release it. What's the opposite of releasing something? Holding it. Holding on to it, holding it against them. And people will tell you all the time, well, I can't help it. That's a lie. It's not that you can't forgive them. You won't. You won't. You could if you would. It's not about feeling. It's about faith and choice. And if you don't want to do it for them, do it for yourself. Amen. So you won't get judged, right? And so you will be forgiven. Now, with these things in mind, go with me to the book of Hebrews, the 9th chapter. Our study of this wouldn't be complete if we didn't deal with what we're going to touch on right now in this verse. Judgment is one of the principles, foundational principles, of the doctrine of Christ. Hebrews talks about it, mentioning the principal doctrines of Christ. Repentance from dead works, faith toward God, doctrine of baptisms, laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. Two of these handful of the principles of the doctrine of Christ have to do with what's coming soon. The resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. In Hebrews 9, are you there? 27. Hebrews 9:27 says, it is appointed unto men once to die. Now, a lot of folks misquote this. They'll say, it's appointed unto man a time to die. That's not what it said. What did it say? And the reason I bring that up is because there's some misconceptions people have that people say, well, you know, when your number's up, that's it. And their idea is at 3:15 on a Thursday afternoon, it's a predetermined time, a time appointed for you to die. But that can't be right because other scriptures say bloody and deceitful men won't live out half their days. And in numerous verses in Proverbs said, if you do this and do that, it will prolong your days. It will add to your life years. So that's just not true, that there is a preset time. There is a season. Job, in the book of Job, it talks about this, that if you're blessed, you come to the point of death in a full age, like a shock of corn comes in its season. There's a season of time to go, not an hour on an afternoon on a day. You know, Paul talked about this in Philippians. He said, I got a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better than being here, but it's needful. You need me to stay here with you and help you, and which I shall choose, I don't know. Is that true or not? He said, whether I stay a while longer or whether I go, I hadn't decided. Now see, a lot of people say, well, that ain't up to you, Paul. I mean, when your number's up, buddy, you go. No, that's just wrong thinking. That's not what the Bible says. But if the Lord tarries His coming, all of us have an appointment during a season of time with death. We're not going to live down here forever, and who wants to?
Amen.
But after this, the judgment. After this, the judgment. There's coming. What's in front of us? If the Lord tarries His coming, we're going to live out our life. We're going to breathe our last. We're going to slip out of our body. We're going to go to be with Him. And then after that, there's coming the day of judgment. And the Bible has much to say about this. And one of the things that will help us not judge each other here is to realize it's not time for judgment. That comes later. And I'm not the judge, nor are you. There is a judge who will judge in time to come. Can you see this, friends? Go with me to 1 Corinthians 4. 1 Corinthians 4. We're talking about something that is awesome. Awesome. And we're headed towards it just as surely as you're sitting here in these chairs. Amen. Time is moving towards that. And I know there's a lot of people that don't believe it. And there's millions on the planet that scoff, don't believe in God, don't believe in Jesus. But there's going to come a time when they're going to be standing in front of the throne. Amen. Whether they believe it or not. Amen. If the Bible's true, it's surely coming to pass. And I'm convinced it is. How about you?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.